It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us. And in studio with me, actress Yolanda Ross, two-time Independent Spirit Award nominee, and getting attention for her roles in some pretty big shows, How to Get Away with a Murder, The Get Down, The Chi, and much more. Yolanda, thank you so much for joining us today. Good to have you here.
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here.
On Saturday, this Saturday, the 19th, Filmstreams is hosting Primetime, A Conversation with Women in Television. And this is a very interesting thesis here, examining and celebrating the historical and cultural impact of women in media. How did you get involved in this?
Rachel Jacobson. and being part of Filmstreams, I am happy to say that I am taking part of it's a great time to be a woman in media, being on The Chi and bringing characters to life in, you know, various projects on TV that are, you know, having something to say. So
sure,
yeah.
There's been a concerted effort to create media roles for women, mm-hmm. in particularly in television drama, roles that have some depth to them. Have you been able to encounter that more in the auditions and the things that you've been running into in LA?
I feel like overall it has been, across the board, just because, you know, I feel like a lot of the great writers are now on TV, and there's so many different, you know, outlets for, you know, media, well, for stories to get out, so they can be more in depth. They can, you know, have better crafted characters versus movies where, you know, it's more hit or miss. You can just get to more people through TV. So I feel like everybody's kind of gravitating there.
Sure. Take us through where you started your career and how you got yourself to LA and working on, you know, quite frankly, some cutting edge shows.
I'm actually, like, I was just in LA, but I'm based out of New York.
Okay.
So my whole acting career really started by accident. Somebody that I worked with, because I was in the fashion business, someone I worked with got sick one weekend, and they used to do SNL, you know, background work. So I asked if I could do it. They let me, and they kept letting me until I got my union card, and then I got an agent, and then I got my first audition.
Sure.
So it
and just for folks listening, background work, sometimes referred to as extra work.
Yeah.
And that industry has grown so much. A very good friend of mine we used to call them permanent extras back in the day, but on Star Trek Next Generation, and another guy was on 24 for 7 years.
See?
as one of those people. So you would get to recognize, there's that familiarity. Hollywood as a whole, and I include New York when I say that, with television production, movies out of New York, the television production really began to keep the same background people because there is a familiarity. 24 is always in the same office, so why wouldn't that guy
exactly.
be in that same cube, right?
Exactly. And I mean, with SNL, even though it's skits, if you look over the years and look at like older SNLs, a lot of times those people in the background are the same people, you know, week to week to week to week. And you know, it's like you really do have to like think about it. If you're in a schoolroom, you know, a classroom, and you have like your main students that are the main cast, you have the rest of the students in the class, you know, so there are those people that they fill in, and that's their job, like on a regular.
Sure. As a woman in the media, do you find yourself with any kind of a responsibility regarding whether it's a message, whether it's a code of conduct, whether it's being a role model? Do you find any of those obligations attached to yourself in your career?
I do. I mean, for myself, being a Black woman in media, I feel there definitely is a responsibility. I personally want to bring to life characters that I feel people are not looking at, not paying attention to, not listening to. And I want you to, you know, learn something from them, you know, pay attention to them, because, you know, that person is right next to you and you know nothing about them. So it just sort of helps everybody kind of get to know each other and understand each other better.
Sure. Well, the event is Saturday, May 19th at 2 p.m. at the Dundee Theater. Filmstream's presenting Prime Time, a conversation with women in television. Yolanda Ross, one of our panelists for that. For more information, please feel free to head to filmstreams.org, or you can also contact Patrick Kinney at Filmstreams. His number is 402-933-0259. It's great to have you in Omaha. Is this your first time here?
Right. It's a cute little town you got here.
Isn't that nice? Well, we try to keep it up nice for the guests that show up. Yolanda, thank you so much. It was nice to talk to you today. Morning Edition continues right now.